Welcome to Pocket Pod, Animal Crossing. All the best cookies are free. Episode 93. There's Joey Bowie.
Roar, that's me.
And Alish.
It's our meditative music.
Can you breathe without a tic tac? Of course.
Pretty sure.
But I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh, are you saying I've got bad breath? Can you smell it from that far away? Oh my gosh.
Soup socks.
Oh, soup socks.
I don't know. Are you breathing without a tic tac?
I am.
Oh no!
Oh, snurp.
I'm not following the recommendation. It's dangerous.
From a commercial.
Are you saying that commercials may not always be true?
I don't know what I'm saying, Sarah.
What? I mean, I feel that could be accurate, that commercials may not always be correct.
Some commercials.
A little misleading.
Are misleading, yeah.
What? You mean, it's almost like they're trying to sell me something.
Something called false advertising exists.
What?
Whoa. Why would they do that? That seems mean.
I don't know.
So dishonest.
We wouldn't steer our listeners.
Yeah, no, definitely not in the spirit of Toy Day.
Not in the spirit of Toy Day. That's what we're talking about. It's a spirit of sharing.
Toy Day. Fun for a girl or a boy day.
Yes.
It's been too long.
But it rings true in our hearts. We hope, dear listener, that you are looking forward to enjoying Toy Day with your friends or family or a cozy book in a
Where's
nook.
Where's this going?
I don't know.
A cozy book in a nook.
I mean, that sounds pretty
good
to me.
With a new book you got.
From a crook. Because it was like Robin Hood, robbing books from the rich and giving them to everybody that deserves them. The poor.
I think that's really the spirit of Toy Day.
Is the spirit of Robin Hood is the spirit of Toy Day.
I think so.
The Disney animated
oodalali,
Robin Hood.
Oodalali, yes. Golly, what a day.
The truest and best Robin Hood.
Is Red the only fox?
What? Oh, you mean the type of fox around? Wait, what do you mean? What is your question?
Is Red the character?
Is Red his name?
NPC.
Oh, Red. Oh my gosh. Wait a second. Are you talking about things in Animal Crossing?
Hey, Sarah, you heard of Red?
I have. Let me tell you about Red. He is the only, as far as I know, he's the only fox in Animal Crossing. I'm raking my memory banks right now, and I believe Red is the only one. He's an NPC only. There's no characters. I mean, you could say that Chief looks a lot like a fox.
He does. He has the coloring, at least.
Yeah, but he still has the wolf body type. But Red is our special NPC fox friend. Why were you asking, Leash?
I was just wondering if we could dress one of our guys up as Robin Hood.
Chief is your best bet.
Chief would probably be great. Oh my gosh, yeah, because we even have that.
You could throw that Robin Hood hat on. Yeah. It's from the fairy tale.
Yeah, yes. That's right. That was like the huntsman cap.
The huntsman, yeah, I think so.
I don't think I got one of those.
I can't remember if I have the hat or the body.
Burns.
Or
I was saying boo earns.
I was saying
burns.
I was saying boo earns too.
Can I interrupt with a very quick update?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What, is this a follow-up stream? Do you want to do a follow-up stream?
It's not a follow-up stream.
Okay, update from... What's your update?
It's the 92-day countdown.
Whoa!
What?
Nice. 92 days to go.
Oh,
that's all
92
I know.
Would have been great last week for our 92nd episode.
Yeah, no, it had to be like 98 last time. What the F?
Ugh. How could they have been so inconsiderate in planning?
How?
It should have been out a few days earlier, obviously.
And of course we're talking about
Sail Away,
New Horizon, Sail Away.
Huh? Or maybe it's maybe it's our fault for having one too many episodes.
Oh, we should have skipped an episode
at some point.
We could have just cut numbers, right? Or is that, we would have had to, yeah.
Oh, we could totally just mess with the numbers
we
and mess with everyone.
Three episode 92s in a row.
That metadata wouldn't be confusing at all.
Two episodes. Well, yeah, there we go.
It would hurt my soul.
Oh,
but
no.
We could do it.
Well, we couldn't do that because that is a reason to not do it.
We'd never do it.
No, never, ever.
I would never
years.
Allow it. If it was wrong, I would go back and fix it.
That was
metadata is everything.
Oh, my
I'll
goodness.
Allow it.
You heard it
Nerd
here, folks.
Alert.
Oh, just some data is important.
But yeah. So I'll never forget the time. It's a little countdown.
I love your little countdown. You've got a little rocket
it's
ship.
It's a little rocket ship.
It's
for
a rocket
for the
ship.
Launch.
It's a rocket ship. It's a rocket ship. It's a rocket ship. It's a rocket ship.
It is. But why are you saying
it's
it like
a rocket
that?
Ship? Is that a reference? What is that a
it
reference
is.
To?
What is it? Death to Smoochie.
Oh. Oh.
Leash, I still haven't seen it. I'm so sorry.
I watched that movie once in college, and it did not stick with me the way it seemed to have stuck with you.
I saw it twice in the movie theater. Maybe
that
three times.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. That must have... When you see a movie multiple times in the theater, I think that is a good indicator that you definitely
have
a special place for it.
I saw
heart.
Zoolander twice in the movie theater.
You did?
Yeah.
I never... Did I see Zoolander? I don't think...
Well, to be fair, in college, when you want to see a movie a second time, you just wait a few weeks, and then there's the second run theater that was $1 on Tuesdays.
Oh, I saw Napoleon Dynamite 3 times
Ooh.
In the theater.
Oh, yeah.
That
I think
great.
That's another one I saw a couple times in the theater.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw Titanic twice in the theater.
I've never completely seen Titanic
Hashtag
ever.
Regrets.
It's a long movie.
What Spoiler
I
alert.
I remember I was enchanted.
It was a big old deal back then.
The ship sinks.
Did you hear? The ship sinks.
What? I don't remember
that
part.
And there
part.
Was room
sure?
on that goddamn door, thank you very much, for two people.
I know. That is truly the
Spoiler
greatest
alert.
Travesty of this. The factual
That's what I didn't
account
understand.
Of Titanic.
What, was it going to sink? Because he was holding on to it, so obviously
it
wouldn't
He was
have.
Already pulling it down, right? It was unrealistic. It made me so mad.
Selfish bitch.
They could have been together. No, he didn't get on the thing.
I know, but like,
I don't blame
she
her.
Could have.
She could have pulled
do?
Him up.
I blame the hypothermia. They weren't thinking straight.
There you go. You know what? I like that you rationalized this in your brain.
It only took me 25 years, but I did it.
Oh.
Or 20 something years. However old that movie is.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far, far away. No, wait. Nope. Wrong thing.
No,
totally.
It isn't.
No, but that movie came out tonight. I've been hearing has terrible reviews.
Oh yeah,
Rise
the new
the
Star
Skywalker.
Wars movie. I heard it. Yeah,
terrible reviews.
People are
was
upset.
Was that an anticipated movie?
What do you mean?
It's
any Star Wars? You mean people
it's
looking
the ninth
forward to it?
In the
but like, did people know that it was coming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. People have been counting down. Yes. There have been like
okay.
teasers yes. and stuff for a
I
long time.
I just feel like the movies are coming out like
so
every
rapidly.
Day.
The problem with Star Wars is that it's like it's oversaturation of Star Wars
right.
at this point.
Which I think is
like I think people like The Mandalorian better than they like
yes
like
yes. the new movie, which is really unfortunate because the new movie is supposed to be important and big and no yeah. one likes it. I'm gonna
well,
see it, but
well,
I'm bummed about it.
Give it a chance, and who knows? Maybe it'll be right up your alley.
I mean, knowing me, I'll still probably like it a bit.
Sure. Why not?
And it'll be when we leave the theater and Nick complains about everything that I'll be like, oh, yeah, I guess that
oh,
was
no.
bad.
Oh, well, enjoy it while you can.
Exactly. I'll enjoy it in the moment.
Hey, guys, that's a good thing. Go out there and enjoy things in the moment.
Enjoy things before someone ruins before it
someone
for you.
Before the internet ruins
la,
it for
la,
you.
La, 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 let's live in the moment.
Oh, I don't know this song either, Leash.
Portugal the Man.
Oh, Portugal the Man. Portugal the Man.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know that.
Portugal. I know Portugal the Man. Portugal.
Guys, been living under a rock.
Is it a Portuguese man of war?
It's a bamb.
You
Is
don't
it
know
named
Portugal
after
the man?
I know Portuguese man of war.
Ooh, I'm a rebel. Interesting.
Oh.
Did you know?
I never knew that was them.
First of all, I think I've
that was that band. I don't know. Him?
I'm trying to remember if
they?
I was just reading someone who helped co-write that song, and I'm trying to remember if it was Yorma Tacone's brother from Lonely Island. But did you know Electric Guest?
No.
Okay. Never mind. Because I was really excited about that because I like that band. And apparently it's Yorma's brother who is
oh,
the front man of the band.
Well, that's
and I,
exciting.
I was like, that guy looks just like Yorma. And then I looked it up and it's like, it's
it is
because
Yorma.
It's his brother.
What's his name? Is it like
Yorma's brother?
It's the same
Dorma?
Last name. I
oh,
can't remember.
Really?
Is it Dorma? Forma?
Warma.
It's none of the. It's not Warm. That. I feel bad. I can't remember his first name.
No, it's gonna be really good. It's like a slightly off pronunciation from Yorma. It's like Yorma, Yorma, and Yorma.
Yeah, that would not be confusing in the house at all.
I'm certain that there are families that have done that.
Oh,
I feel
sure.
like I've heard those stories.
Oh
George,
yeah,
like, George, and George.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah,
yeah.
Or like that family that names their like 37 children with J's. Like at some point, all those names sound the same.
That's a lot of children.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure it's not 37, but it was 20
okay.
something. 19 last
kids
I
and counting.
Oh god, I think they hit 20, didn't they?
Wow, that's a lot of children's.
I don't know.
Oh,
who knows?
Guys,
the Duggar family.
We did talk about Red, who is an Animal Crossing character, yes, as an NPC. Would you like to talk about what's new in Animal Crossing?
What's new?
Pocket Camp?
Whoa, 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 whoa,
beautiful. We have, I was just looking at the announcements because I was like, I don't even remember what new things have happened. But we have our ongoing, oh, I know, we didn't talk about the new Brewster's coat, which is a little coffee stand that you can purchase, which looks pretty cute. Yeah. Little winter themed.
I never talk about them because they're so gosh darn expensive.
I know. They kind of are a fleeting, I mean, if you want to spend your leaf tickets on it, do it. But they're always like 300 leaf tickets, I think, which is a lot.
Which is the amount one would pay for something that they like a lot.
Right. Like a fancy terrain item or a special furniture character item.
I think the challenge is there's so many things to like, and that's just not a thing I'm probably ever going to like as much as I like terrains.
I know, because it has, you kind of, it's a small item, right? So it's kind of like, it's hard to invest
thing,
that much.
And I'm just not that invested also, in NPCs.
Also, for 50 leaf tickets less, you could get a whole box full of cookies.
Right.
That could be randomly one of the things you really want. Or it could be 5 dresses.
Or you could get a terrain that like just
terrain. That's my next. That's my next thing.
Terrain.
Snow.
I know.
Snows.
Really fun. Ooh,
I ended up buying
the
snowy with the tree in the middle terrain.
Oh, the glistening lights one.
It turns out I really just love those candles. Like
it's so pretty.
And it goes with all the stuff with all the lights from all the last couple things we've done.
Doubt.
So I'm into it.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. Yeah. I like your scheme there.
I like it. I'll leave it up until it gets warm.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that are fun to leave up until it gets warm, there's a re-release of some older items, which includes the snowboarding ramp. In case you didn't get it in the past, now is your chance to invest in that.
Oh, man. That amenity. Not everyone has
anemone?
The amenity.
That's the half.
The snowy half pipe.
But the snowboard one, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like one of our very first.
It was one of the first events. And it was like in time with the last Olympics, which
it was. It was. That's right. Yeah. So I'm guessing it also has more of those other snowy related items. It looks like a snowman from the one.
It had all the stuff. Like
all the snowy things.
So from that first event, like all the sporty snowy equipment and stuff, like or the clothes.
You get
the
clothes. I was going to say that. That was some good clothes.
And the blue hat with the pink goggles.
Ooh, yeah.
So you better believe I crafted like 5 of each of those so I have enough for all my campers to wear.
Yes, that's a good call. Wow, really, it does have a lot of stuff. I'm looking at it now.
But they combine all the winter stuff. Yeah, they have the snowmen.
Yeah, across many things. The fish from the snow event? What fish are those? Can I see that? Oh, the horsehair. Wait, that's the current one. Oh! Sorry, that's a surprise.
What?
Oh, no. So we're collecting some horsehair crabs. We have a current free cookie event, which is to earn one of the free Rhonda cookies.
Help me, Rhonda. Get me a free cookie.
Oh, beautiful. So we could have horsehair crabs and the spider crab. And I think those might be the only two things.
That's all I found so far.
Okay. I was curious if there was a third, because I was like, don't they come in threes?
It's usually one or three.
Right.
I feel like it's never just two.
Two. So that was an unusual thing. Maybe it's because there's only a couple crabs.
It's a short event.
It could be either of those reasons.
Who's got crabs? We've got crabs.
But if you love the horsehair crab, you can craft the tank, since that's one of the craftable items in this special reissue
event. Interesting. So they timed that clearly with this.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's kind of cool that they're letting you craft the old fish tank. So if you wanted to craft the lobster or the horsehair crab or the sweet shrimp
or the
pond smelt, the dace, or the salmon, how interesting it is that you can craft a tank with a fish in it. But anyway.
what do you need to make a fish?
They will come.
Yes.
Apparently it just requires steel.
It's a little robot fish.
Yep.
Is it blue steel?
Oh, and all the way at the bottom, they have all that fun, like trucker hat thing.
Yes,
and the
puffer vest.
And the layered puffer vest with the plaid.
Ooh.
I basically crafted all of the clothes on this whole thing.
Nice. Well, it's a good time to go and get those bad boys.
Oh. The yellow pea coat.
Yes, that's really sweet. Oh, yeah, that was one that's not even leaf ticket required, which is great.
Yeah, it was 12,000 bells to do a reissue, but and same with the fluffy shearling coat. Both of those are there.
Oh, yeah, that one's kind of a dress-style coat that it covers your whole body, which is
really
nice.
It really looks cute on a lot of the animals, so I highly recommend it. Queenie is currently wearing it, I think.
Oh, I bet Queenie looks really cute in that.
Yeah.
Nice. So nice. Delightful.
Oh, and the figure skating outfit as well.
Yes, and the crown, I think, that goes with, which is great.
And for those players that never got to do any of this, these are the white boots they can get.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't think there has ever been any other white boots.
I think you're correct.
There's been beige boots and other stuff, but
we need to have Animal Crossing do a big like shoe event.
And they just need, like, just give us all the colors, just play with it.
You know,
like,
what would be fun?
What would be fun?
A sample sale.
Aww. Sample sale, like, all, like, fashion-y fashions? Just,
like, yeah, but there's, like, ooh, one of a finds.
One of a find. What a bargain, one of a find. Yeah. Actually, that does sound fantastically fun.
And not everyone gets the same one of a finds.
It's just, ooh, whatever.
And then people are going to be pissed that they can't get the one of a find.
Isn't the marketplace kind of a sample sale? Like, because it refreshes.
But it would be a... But it would be a pop-up. Very special.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A pop-up, well, for like 5 days only.
A little pop-up in the marketplace. Yes. Can you imagine?
That would be
like
fun.
Right out front.
That would be fun.
And then you go there and sometimes they're selling shoes. Sometimes they're selling other stuff. But it's like specialty items that you can't get anywhere else.
And also it would bring life. You are talking about the literal marketplace area where there's like the...
Yes.
Yeah.
So that'd be great.
That
great
nobody goes to anymore.
No one goes to. Exactly.
Because once you have one of everything or even four of everything, you stop going.
Right?
It doesn't even stop needing anything from there. And they never refresh the content there. Wouldn't it be great if like once in a blue moon there was something new there so you had to go keep checking? Actually, no, I wouldn't like that.
I would like to be flagged that there's something new there.
I want to know that it's there.
Yeah, right?
Otherwise, like, so I will miss it.
Yes, me too.
And otherwise, I'll just live there. I live here now.
Samples,
or like maybe your friend as part of your like $2.99 special could like notify you if there was something at the at the market that was new for you.
Wouldn't it be great if Kudos was more than just a Kudos and you could like notify someone that something cool was happening?
Ooh. Oh, like a way to actually send messages in game to other players.
Whoa. That would be great. That's be not an idea we've had before.
I know. I think we've even mentioned how it could be like an assortment of phrases that you could combine. It could so it's nothing offensive. So there's not any concern about people saying things that are naughty.
NSFW things. Yeah.
NSFW.
Yeah.
Yes. If you will. Not safe for world.
Not safe for working.
Not safe for children. Wee's.
Not safe for we.
We. Oh, we littles.
We littles. Yeah. We littles.
Not safe for widows.
NSFWL.
What is that?
Not we safe littles.
For we littles.
Oh. I was thinking it was
obviously.
Obvi.
Help me, Rhonda. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about Rhonda's cookie. Did you guys get any of those yet?
I still not gotten one of those cookies. Or if I did, I don't remember what I got.
I have not gotten any either. How about you, Leash?
Nah, because I haven't played in like 4 days.
Right, that's okay. It's this is the time of year where it is easy to be distracted with by other things.
I've been playing it's like once a day at most.
I didn't even I think I like fished the tournament like maybe like one full complete rotation. I think I got the wood trophy.
Yeah,
maybe.
You did it.
Woohoo! You participated.
I participated, but like forgot about it, and then I felt like I was like too far behind to like actually make it worthwhile for me.
And so like why run at it?
And then there wasn't really anything else going on at the time.
Yeah,
so it was like a lull,
a chill time. Yeah. Like now that we're also kind of in a bit of a lull, there is that go for the cookie. That's not what it's called. The go for the cookie.
Go
event.
For the cookie.
Go for the cookie event. It's the crab hunt. We're going on a crab hunt, boys.
Go for the crab. Go for the
crab. It's called the Maryland Challenge, where we all are excited about crabs.
Yeah, there you go. I ended up doing the golden rod on that event because I knew I'd only be able to play like twice a day.
I did the same thing.
My helper giving me a couple and me fishing just twice a day, I was able to, you know,
get through.
The end.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted that giant star that they sit on.
The sitting, and it is worth it.
I haven't decorated with it yet, but because I'm kind of waiting till I buy the wallpaper and the flooring.
Oh, when is that going to be available? We don't have it yet.
It's in there.
What? I have to look at it right now.
The starry wallpaper and flooring.
I am very excited.
Did you dream that, or is that true?
It's in there. It's 220 leaf tickets.
Did you dream that, or is that true?
Oh, I'm buying it right
now. It's true. See, Sarah found it. Confirmation.
Okay. Well, she's a liar, though. So.
Well, what are you going to do if you can't trust me?
Sarah is a well-known liar.
So I trust no one. Sarah is a liar, and I have a bad memory.
That's right. Oh, no. We're unreliable.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have a bad memory. I just make shit up.
Oh, well, it's like your dreams.
She has an alternate reality.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
One that's kind of amazing.
It is. It is amazing. I am.
It's filled with things that should exist but don't.
Yes, exactly.
They're very, and it enriches your life by thinking about
them. I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yes. That's classic Mythbusters
words.
Oh. Adam Savage, you're my hero.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Okay, I'm totally buying both the wallpaper and the flooring.
I don't have enough leaf tickets.
I'm sorry. Oh.
I'm watching it and I'm like, okay, how do I need 130 more leaf tickets.
Oh.
Without spending money. How am I going to do it?
Without spending... wait, do you mean like, what about Bells? Can you do any lots of Leaf ticket maps? Do you have a
that
lot?
That is true. I could do some Leaf ticket... Oh, that's a real good point.
There
how
you
many,
go.
How many do I got?
There is. Yeah, check that out. Because you've probably gotten some fairly recently with some
you
of these
events.
You have to
have 13. What? No, how many do you need? 130? Oh.
I need 130. So I need to have 13. Let's see how many I have, guys. Let's see.
Let's find out.
See.
This is. Let's find out how many coupons... Wait, they're not coupons.
Oh, I have how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Of the 10,000, of the 10
leaf.
Of the 10
oh, gotcha.
Ones.
Yes, the, so the little ones.
And so then I have
so
one
only
of 60 three.
More.
So,
so you need 20?
So that brings me to 100 leaf tickets. So I have the makings of 100 leaf tickets
ooh,
in here. That's so all good. I need is 30 more, which I could get for a dollar.
There you go. Perfect. That sounds like a bargain.
Or they're probably going to give you some.
That's
something.
True.
I know.
Some event.
But I feel like I could afford the dollar. Or when do we get our
your re-up, your 60?
Yeah,
re-up?
Our 60.
Your re-ups.
When does that happen?
For $2.99.
Oh, right. It's I think it because it happened kind of in the middle of the month, didn't it? When we got our
yeah.
little treat. So maybe 2 weeks in or so.
So it might be just before this thing goes away because it's only for like 17 more days or something that the
oh,
story
oh.
stuff is available.
Oh, I gotcha. So you have to be careful that you don't yeah. miss out on that window.
Of opportunity.
Yeah.
The window
I've,
of opportunity.
I've favorited it so I don't miss it.
Oh, okay.
So every time I look at my stuff, that'll, I'm like, okay, it's up. Still there. I still don't have
ooh,
enough.
Ooh, I like your use of that for favoriting an event item so
yeah.
you can keep it live. That's
I only
a great
use
idea.
It for event items and for the gold furniture because it makes me laugh.
Oh, my gosh. The gold furniture, guys. I know I can craft it. I crafted the couch, the sofa. And after I crafted it, it was like I tried looking at the other items to see what am I going to craft next? I'm like...
Might I recommend the wallpaper?
But did you craft,
I did
that
craft
before
wallpaper.
Or after your happy helper?
I crafted that after my... Oh, after my happy helper.
Because, yeah, they cut that time in half.
It's yeah, right. It still, like, takes forever.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't know. The gold furniture, I'm just... I gotta give myself some time. I think if it was the flooring, if I could do the flooring and then... Because I already have the wallpaper.
They have the flooring. That's an option.
I don't think I've earned it, the way to make it yet.
Are you
to,
not high enough in...
yes, I'm not happy, high enough in happy
in
home.
In
ha-ha-ha-ha.
In ha-ha home. Bags. Ha-ha bags.
Ha-ha bags. I need to get more ha-ha bags is what I'm saying.
You should do some pop quizzes. Hot
oh, hey, speaking of which, nice little lead in there,
nice
Joelle.
Nice segue.
Nice segued.
Segued. Because, yeah, there's some more pop quizzes that are happening.
Hot shot.
Hot shot.
Pop quiz. Hot did you chat.
What's that from?
It's from Speed.
I don't know any of these things tonight. Guys, make some references that I would actually know.
It,
just kidding.
It's
don't do
the
that.
The thing that the bad guy says to Keanu on the phone. Pop quiz, hot shot. And then it's some question about something.
I'm trying to remember who the bad guy is. I know he's...
It's what's his name?
Yeah, it is. I picture him and
like
I just can't remember his name.
Famous actor.
Was it American Graffiti? Is that right?
What?
Who?
Nope,
what?
Just kidding. I must not know.
Ron Howard?
No.
What?
Is he an American Graffiti?
Ron Howard is definitely an American Graffiti.
Wow. I might be thinking of the wrong movie.
You're
altogether.
Saying this is Speed?
Speed. He's
who
the bad
is the bad guy in the
he's
bad
he's the bad guy.
I'm going to look it up.
She's a look it up.
It's not John Voight, is it?
Nope.
Dennis it's Hopper?
Dennis Hopper. That's what I was saying.
Was he an American Graffiti?
I don't know. Maybe. No, like I said, I think I'm thinking of the wrong movie altogether because I don't remember Ron Howard being it. So
I think it was called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
Yes. The Bus That
Classic
Couldn't Slow
film,
Down.
The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
He was in Blue Velvet. Did you guys ever see that movie?
No.
Yeah. I saw half of it and I was like, I'm disturbed and I don't want to watch any more of this. Thank you.
Blue Velvet is not my jam.
No.
Any movie by What's-His-Face is not my jam.
I am aware of the movie and know that I probably won't
ever
watch it.
What's his name?
It's a hard no for me.
It's a no.
I'm like, what am I watching? This is really weird and I don't like it.
It's the same guy that did Mulholland Drive, and I didn't like that one either.
Speed. He was in Waterworld.
Who, Dennis
Water?
Hopper?
Boy. Oh, Waterworld.
Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
Hennis Dopper.
Crash.
Oh,
Crash
another movie I hate.
Into Me.
I never saw it.
Overrated Oscar-winning movie. The most overrated
Oscar-winning that's
movie.
That is the movie that everyone complains about.
That is the example every time a bad movie wins an Oscar.
Now
they're
it can
like,
be Green
this
Book.
Is the Crash of 2019. Green Book is the Crash of 2019.
Yes.
That was a full-on sentence people wrote.
Yeah, I believe. I hashtag believe it.
Hashtag. Me.
Hashtag believe it. Wait, what were we talking about? We were talking about things and new things. We were talking about the new items, or the lovely starry walls.
I segued into the Pop Quiz Hot Shot.
The Pop Quiz Hot Shot. That's right. And then we talked about Dennis Hopper. But yeah, so there are the pop quizzes available. There's new ones. So that's always good to get those. Get more of those HHA, Happy Home Academy.
And this is Toy Day Eve 4 through 6.
4 through 6.
So if you've collected various Toy Day thingamajigs.
You can use all those baubles and thingamajigs. Sometimes it involves cookie items, I believe.
Yeah, he was in Speed.
What?
What?
Wait, he didn't play the villain, did he?
You guys.
What? What?
Was he in a movie with
Brian Doyle?
Oh, right? I don't know. Maybe. Oh. Probably.
Was he in JFK?
No, was he in Groundhog Day?
He was King Koopa in Super Mario Bros.
Oh, he absolutely was. That was definitely Dennis Hopper. Oh my gosh,
that's amazing. Yep. I have seen it. I just don't remember anything about that movie.
I mean,
John Leguizamo.
It wasn't a great movie. But
Bob Hoskins.
John Leguizamo was great. Bob Hoskins was great. The music was fantastic. My favorite soundtrack of the decade.
What? That's amazing.
Because, I was 11, so my tastes were that.
Hey, you know what? You
open
find
the door,
something.
Get on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Oh, no, that's a classic. Get on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur. Yeah, you that's a good song.
Boom, boom, chaka-laka-laka, boom. Boom, boom, chaka-laka, goomba.
Who's in the original True Grit?
Oh.
Looking for a man with True Grit.
True Grit.
Oh, the crab hunt
learned
is
about the cool entire goals. Filmography of Dennis
There's
Hopper.
A lot of stuff in here. He's going all the way back to 1964.
For 50 years or so. Yeah, that's amazing.
For a long time.
Sorry, Sarah, what were you saying?
No, I was just mentioning that it's called the Cool Crab Goals.
Jesus, he's like cool really
crab,
old.
Cool Crustacean Goals. I said it wrong already.
Cool Crustacean Band.
Oh, yeah, just like an Under the Sea.
Instead of a hot crustacean band, it's a cool crustacean band.
I appreciate that. I wonder if they had that thought in mind when they named it.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. How many episodes of our show have devolved into just quoting Little Mermaid?
You dream about going up there.
That is a big mistake.
Oh, I wish we had video of that exchange between you two, because it was very cute. You'll just have to imagine it, listeners. It was adorable.
There was eye contact. It was weird.
What? It was so
Sarah
fun.
Loved it. That's all that
loved
matters.
It. That's right. It was for me, for my eyes only. So there.
For British eyes only. Isn't that from Arrested Development?
I never watched Arrested Development. Which I,
Mr. F.
I feel like I would have liked.
That's my favorite.
Well, it's from the same episode.
And now it's over.
Yeah,
it's from the same weird-ass plot line. That was so weird.
Oh, it's great. Hashtag great. I mean, I think there is also a new encourage to share on social media, the ACPC Toy Day hashtag.
Yeah, so if you've really toy-dayed up.
Decked the halls,
Got your seasonal stuff all over this.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Steel.
Please clean it up. It sounds gross.
I want nothing to do with your seasonal stuff.
My phone's very chatty and I apologize.
Sorry, that's okay. Phone. I don't even know if that'll come across on a mic. But if it doesn't, hey guys, there's some tweets
it don't
and
much matter.
Twerps
it
went, and
blab blab.
Thanks for sharing.
Can we please sample that and I can use that for my phone sound?
Blab blab.
Yeah. That would actually be fantastic.
Blab blab.
That would be really fun. I like
Let's
I like
make that
a weird...
happen. I will isolate it next time I have 5 minutes.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And send me the MP3 so I can use it.
I mean, Jack could do it.
Signal.
Jack can isolate it.
He's already ISO'd.
Yeah.
It's but amazing.
Just knowing he's a busy boy, I might do it when I have a moment.
Aw. Well, that is a sweet thing to you.
John, oh, 28 mark.
One more thing I can share that's a new item. There is a new episode, new entry for the Pocket Camp Journal.
Yeah, the newsletter thing.
Which,
right?
I've got to say, boy, oh boy, not as exciting as the previous one.
Nope, I was super underwhelmed by this one.
Right? There were no like shares of exciting new furniture coming up. There wasn't.
Well, there was new stuff coming, but it wasn't stuff I was excited about. It was like this little like cherry blossom garden stuff. And then the creative ideas weren't nearly
that
creative.
It's hard to top the aquarium. That was really brilliant.
Amazeballs.
I was completely blown away by that. And same. This is
And this was just like examples of fun things you could do, which
is fine.
Kind of what like Reddit and like Instagram is for. Like that's I don't true. Need the newsletter to tell me that.
Yeah, I need something super mind-blowing and awesome. I need to think about things
the newsletter,
that I've never
like,
thought
should
of before.
Contain the best of the best. Like they've curated all the stuff we all post out there.
Did you know the words?
No.
Nothing's ever going to keep you down.
Nothing's ever going to keep me down.
I'm never really sure if it's really the real words or if...
Because they're saying you're the best, right?
So you?
Nothing's going to ever keep me down.
You.
You?
New.
New.
You knew.
You and new are both sheep types.
They sure are.
That's amazing. Facts you learned on Animal
Crossing. You knew. Who knew? You knew.
Hashtag facts. Pocket Pod facts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that could be in the newsletter.
Pocket Pod facts. Yeah. So I see what you're talking about with the cherry blossom event. It's actually for, it looks like it's a hot spring kind of thing.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's very, looks very nice.
It looks charming. I'm not, it's not as exciting to me as.
As the beautiful the new, snowy right, building that I guess, we got a, kind of an insight
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I mean, also, it's kind of cool because it's kind of more of a culturally Japanese thing, yes, which is interesting. So I find that part of it really interesting. I'm
it
like,
is
oh,
very
that's kind of fun.
And I could tell that they're getting ready for, like, you know, don't they usually do kind of Japanese theme stuff for the new year?
That's oh, sort of, yeah, that's a good
I feel
point.
Like
I think
done
they have
that every
in the past.
January. They always have some event that's very culturally focused.
Like the
yeah,
like we had the Camellia Garden that
yeah,
had the
exactly,
pretty
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, yeah. Gladys
snowy.
Is
cookie. Yeah, Gladys. Gladys.
And
snowy.
In fact, I bet this stuff would be look really great with Gladys's cookies. So ooh, you know what I think? You know what I think?
A mix and match?
There might be a mix and match.
No.
And they might re-release for a short period of time Gladys's cookie. Can you believe it?
Match and mix.
We're so
Mitch in the max. Match in the mix. Mips and the dips.
I feel like some of the Kuropi cookie would go really well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Too.
The little bridge.
But
and
I doubt they're going to release those. That's a whole other.
Oh, that's a good point because of the promotional item.
Kuropi.
Did we have any follow-up? Wait a second. Yeah, do we have any follow-ups at all from last time? I don't think we had anything. Any new?
No, it was a perfect episode.
It was perfect. There's nothing wrong 100%. With it. 100%. Yeah. If you have any listeners, if you want to tell us anything that we need to change, just let us know because you always drop us a line on Twitter or Instagram.
Or Facebook.
Wherever. Or Facebook. Facebook group.
Join our Facebook group. Hey, don't forget
yes,
to do that.
Yeah.
We have a page as well as a sharing group.
Yes. And the sharing
please
group is...
Please like
yes,
both or like one and join the other.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll let you figure out what that means.
Like one and join the other.
Just like they say on TV. Like
oh,
one, join the
other. While
we're
in the middle of shout outs, I would also like to ask that anyone that listens to our podcast via iTunes or whatever it's called now, Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Leave us a review. We haven't gotten a review in over a year, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and yeah. If you could just take a minute. It doesn't have to be long. Even just, do you have yeah, to submit something or can you just put like the starry
you
level?
You can just rate it, but reviews, like actual text reviews help. But you can just write, I love this. Done.
Oh, that'd be
I
sweet.
I love it.
But be nice, whatever. And we might read them if we remember to read them. I'm not
oh, that's a great idea.
Them.
I like doing that.
And the other thing I'll say is I don't know how to do that on Spotify, but like people are finding us on Spotify. So ooh, if you have Spotify and you don't want to listen on a podcast app, listen on Spotify.
Oh,
that will help
nice,
increase our awareness out in the Spotify land. So
it,
yes,
it
and share with your friends.
And share.
Oh, yes.
Love us, share us.
Never
we're looking
us,
to expand.
We're looking to, yes.
Yeah, exactly. We would love to have more people listening.
We want more people to find us.
It. Yeah.
Especially
fun,
as we get closer and closer to the new horizons. And we don't,
oh, that's I was right, going to say as we get new closer horizons, and closer to our.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Episode
1 0
0. That's such a big number.
Orange for mocha three, frappuccino.
We'll be
three
a three-digit podcast.
Three-digit. Not too far away. It's coming up.
Because
yeah, we're already at 93.
We're at 93.
So get excited for fun stuff.
Yeah.
And share with your friends so they can get into like the fun stuff that we're going to be doing too.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun ideas that we will hopefully be able to pull together and we'll be sharing those with you
yeah,
after the holidays.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It is a busy time
nothing
now.
Nothing is happening before the new year at this
nope,
point. But yeah, we have some fun things. So yeah, get ready for episode 100 and be prepared and share and
yeah,
share and care.
Prepare,
be
share, and
excited,
care.
Be excited.
Be
excited.
Wait, that seems more ominous.
Bum 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 ba-da-dum.
Doom
I do like
and gloom.
I was like the doom and gloom songs in Disney's movies. Those are generally some
child,
of my favorite.
But as when I go back, I like them a lot more.
Right?
Yeah.
The villains are fun. That's yeah, what it comes down to. Delightful. Anyway, do you guys want to talk about what fashion you're wearing? And if you don't have something new, you can put something
no,
new on.
Before we hop into fashion, should we take a quick break?
Quick break? Oh, yeah. Let's take a little break. We'll see you after the break.
We did it!
Yay!
I wanted to finish my breathing exercises.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Leash. Do you want to take another break?
No.
Okay. Next time you could take...
Next time I want to...
We can have directed breathing exercises. Because that'll be fun.
Yes.
Perfect.
I was like, take a breath.
Breath. As you can take a breath. Well, now that we're back and are all well rested.
Yes, we've all.
Well, two of you are well rested.
A breath or two.
Two out of three are well rested.
Just like dentist recommendations.
Two out of three dentists recommend?
That's not a very good. Well, that's not terrible.
Isn't it like 9 out of 10?
Yeah, it's usually 9 out of 10.
All right, fine. Not my dentist.
Exactly. Yours was the 10th one out of the 10.
Or the third.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But anyway, fashion, guys. Fashion falls.
Fits your life.
Do you want to share what you're wearing? Joelle, do you want to start?
I haven't changed too much, I think. Well, maybe I have. You know what? I did change since the last episode.
See, I like that you're making up stories and then you're like, wait, just kidding.
Well, I couldn't remember, but then I looked at myself and went, no, that's clearly different. So as I've been doing, I've been dressing as my helper.
Oh, fun. Yes.
So my current helper is Miss Queenie.
Oh.
And she's purple and adorable and she's got those pink striped legs and feet.
Right. I love the stripy legs.
So I'm going to start at the bottom, work my way up to
the top.
Now
you're here.
Do it.
I am wearing the pink shoes, whatever those like pink sneaker things are.
Plofers.
I don't think they're plofers.
They're not the plofers?
They're like the pink with like the kind of checked pattern.
Plofers.
Aren't they like little
the pink
sneakers?
Plofers.
They're definitely plofers.
Wow, I'm sorry, guys.
I like we're like, why else would we have called them plofers if they're not pink loafers? If they end up being pink sneakers,
I can't think of another plofer.
We should have called them pleakers.
They or are plnews. Called pink plofers. Slip-ons.
Never.
They're plip-ons.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
That's right. Plip-ons.
Anyway, I'm wearing those, and I paired that with the pink and black striped stockings so that my legs look just like Queenie's legs.
That's a great plan.
And Queenie has this great puffy, like, white tail, and yes, I can't really match that. But if
what
I
about
wear
your white bow?
I don't have the bow. Alicia
has
the bow. But if I wear the white sweater dress, it looks puffy enough.
It's like. It's underneath the tail is underneath your sweater dress.
I mean, I am wearing the squirrel tail, so that breaks the whole thing.
What?
Because I can!
Yay! That's kind of like Queenie's tail. It's just like another puppy tail.
I guess I could have worn like one of the white wings I have or something.
Just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Hoo, baby, hoo, baby, hoo.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that the moment I said white wings.
It's just the best way to go.
But yeah, I suppose I could wear those and that would be closer. But whatever, I'm wearing the tail. Doesn't matter.
It's great.
On the top of my head, I'm wearing the white, one of the white hats, the with the pom-pom.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, it's a nip cat with a pom-pom.
Yes, that was from a more recent
nip
event.
Nip cat with the pom-pom.
And then I made my hair purple so I could look just like Queenie. Aww. See, we're twinnies.
Oh, you guys are adorable. Yes. That is good twinning action.
And once hashtag I reach level 20 action. With her, I have to change my outfit again to whoever I pick.
Oh, you should call it level 20 because when you're doing it with doing that, you're twins.
When I hit level 20 with Queenie.
Oh, no.
Tweenie Queenie.
Level
20
Tweenie with Queenie.
Twinny Cooper.
Oh, my gosh. Twinny Coops. Twinny.
Leash, have you changed your outfit
I
yet?
I just did.
Oh my gosh, lay it on us. What you wearing?
It's unoriginal and uninspired, but what? I'm wearing it. And
I'm
here
sure
we
great.
Are now. But I'm here
what
now.
What is Leash wearing?
I'm here
in
now.
That
here
random
now.
Thing.
And I love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you.
Very, very seasonal and timely.
Yeah. Seasonal timeliness is what we're all about.
I am wearing the Retro Cafe tailcoat.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
The That's Retro Cafe tailcoat.
Retro Cafe tailcoat.
It's a two-piece suit.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably more than that, but it's a top and bottom, so it counts as like the dress line.
Does the coat like flare out a little bit? The
just
hips
a little
tails,
bit,
right?
A little
bit.
And it's purple. It's got a purple vest and a purple bow tie. Oh, and it's cool. Black with like a gold
is this part
trim.
Of Lobo's cookie?
Matt Dillon. Yes, I said that like a minute ago.
You said, here, let's record the. I don't know who that is. I don't know what that is. I said, I'm wearing the Retro Cafe tailcoat.
Oh, that's from Lobo's Cookie.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's from Lobo's Cookie.
Yep. That's where we are.
Checks out.
Super glad we did that three times.
So I'm wearing that, guys.
Yes, very
cool.
Nice.
I
like you're it. All familiar now.
I think I am.
We're all caught up.
Caught up.
I'm wearing the frilly feathered hat.
What is that?
What
What is the frilly feather?
Tell us what it looks like, because I don't remember either.
It's, I think it's new, because it's in the top of my list. Do you guys have it?
No, I will look at it.
It's like a big floopy hat.
Okay.
And it's like a cream color.
Okay.
And it's got like a blue ribbon.
I think I do have that.
Is it from the cookie that's the, like, kind of the shopping cookie from Brie? Is she the character that has that fancy cookie?
That's her fancy cookie.
And it's got a purple rose two feathers.
I know what you're talking about.
The trim of the hat has like this little pleated blue look to it.
Where did that come from?
Where did it come from?
Where did you go?
Okay. Yeah, it must be from Bree's cookie. I can't think of where else it would come from.
Yeah, I don't have it. So.
Correct us if we're wrong, because we don't know.
Yeah.
But it's in my inventory, and here it is.
Oh, very nice.
And then I'm wearing the little white and black bow tie shoes.
Oh,
your
classic
favorite leash shoes.
I am. I'm really cute.
Aw.
This sounds like a very cute outfit. Oot feet.
It's super cute.
A precious and a half. I can't wait to see.
It is from Bree's Cookie.
Part of the confirmed.
You're from Bree's Cookie.
Thanks. You're Febreze Cookie.
Febreze.
Febreze.
I just find it confusing because usually they name the cookie things all very similarly, but the hat is not called Boutique Feathered Hat. Uh-huh. The way all the other things in the cookie are called. Right?
It's just called Fabulous Fantastic Feathered
Hat. It's just called
Frilly
Feathered Hat. And then the dress is called Vintage Rose Tea Dress. But like everything else in the cookie is called Boutique This, Boutique That.
So you're saying they're not being very consistent in their naming structure.
No, and I don't like it. You know how I feel about consistency.
I know. Consistency is king.
It is.
Or queen, as the case may be.
It's king.
We have to be consistent across the board and say it's king.
Oh, man, and this Rhonda cookie is all over the damn place.
Tell us.
We got Toy Day pop-up, we got pop-up castle, we got Starryfield pop-up, but those are only three pop-ups.
Okay.
And then you got Giant Storybook, we got Nutcracker, outfit. None of it is named, like, similarly, and it's annoying me to no end.
I wonder if that means they didn't originally intend it to be released as a cookie, and they were thinking about making it for an event. And just having it, or unrelated.
Or they just couldn't figure out how to name them all the same the way they used to.
What do you mean they couldn't?
I know. Like, it's easy. You just have the first word be the same word over all of them.
Maybe it got really difficult at some point.
They forgot how to make words.
Maybe they forgot words.
Oh, I put that in random, but I really meant to put that in the talent.
What did you send us?
A picture of my outfit.
Oh, nice.
My outfit.
I like it. Outfit of the day for
Leash. Outfit. I want to check it out. And I guess I should share what I'm wearing as well.
I guess.
Oh, you are adorable. And look at our buddy in the background, Kurt.
He's
being
so
a good helper.
I know.
What? I want to see. Oh, gosh.
Has he been a good helper, Leash?
He's been a great helper. And he's been very positive lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So cute.
Less grumpy.
Less grumpy.
He's feeling the holiday spirit.
So sweet. That is a great combo, and I do like seeing Kurt back there just looking all cheerful and adorable.
He's so happy.
He's a handsome fellow, that Kurt.
He's so happy.
He's really come around.
I think Leash has also really come around on him.
I
remember back in the day when Leash was like, he smells.
He looks like he smells.
I haven't seen Charlize in a blue moon in months.
Hot minute.
I think she's still like,
well,
she's got our separate ways. We've got our separate ways.
I think she reached her limit of being, you know, your enemy or your disliked.
We've just decided to go our separate ways.
She was like, I can't deal with this animosity and this
negative. Just gonna go away.
She had to go her own place. She can go her own
You
way.
Can go your own place.
Go place. Your own way. Yeah,
Sarah,
so I am wearing, I decided to go for the somewhat emulating the poster for the movie Brazil, and I'm wearing so I'm wearing the silvery armor top and the silvery armor pants and the silvery armor shoes, and then I have not regular wings, but because I wanted to wear them because I have them now, the steampunk wings with a little turny
gears.
You got
the steampunk wings?
I did. I got those at a 5K cookie. It was a treat. It was a while back.
Is that... Oh, okay, because
so
like, that one's
yet.
Not still out there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Unless
that
you
was...
do like the special cookie
no.
helper
oh,
thing.
And I'm very curious how that works. I haven't heard about anybody trying that yet.
There's some people on the Facebook group, not ours, but the big Facebook
group.
Oh,
the big
it.
Facebook group.
And I've seen pictures and they super love it.
Do they? I bet
I mean,
they
it's
do.
It's just this little warehouse of cookies.
Oh, I like the idea you can sort your stuff too.
Yeah, I don't really understand what's going on because they're not very descriptive, but they show screenshots and they love it.
Okay, I may have to check that out. I'll have to visit. Oh, and I'm wearing also the little star hairpin, and because I felt like bringing it back, the black eye patch, post-op.
Yeah. So cute. I like that you just switch between the white one and the black one.
I just have some
fun. If you're feeling bizarre or
crazy.
Right, exactly.
Are we going to get a red eye patch or another color eye patch?
Yeah, let's get that.
A Christmas one?
Or a pirate
one? A toy day one, I mean?
A pirate one with a little Jolly Roger skull and crossbones on it.
Crossbones. Yeah,
that'd be great. I would love all these.
I would love all of those things.
Right? It'd be great. Oh, there's so many options, guys. So many options, Nintendo. Just think, it's a world of flavors and possibilities for you to bestow upon us.
Possibilities. Delicious. I do love the possibilities.
Me too.
I literally can't think of the word possibility without saying possibilities now. I don't know what's happened to my my vernacular here.
It's fair. And I know we're trying to keep this a shortened episode. Mm-hmm. So shall we? Do you want to close it out? Do you want to have a spotlight camper? Is there any camper that caught your eye that you would love to do a quick chat about?
I did want to throw out a tiny, 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 really quick tip.
Oh, okay. Well, do it.
Don't forget about the My Nintendo points.
Oh, my gosh.
I discovered I hadn't forgot. Been there in a month.
Oh, my gosh. I know I haven't
mine's
either.
Been longer than a month.
I mean, it's been a long time. Anyway, don't forget because you're collecting points. The damn time.
That's right, because they'll expire. And then expire. You get
free months, not that you need them. Anyway.
More months.
That's my reminder, quick tip.
Yeah, that's a good quick tip. Thank you for sure. That's a great reminder. Yeah.
And on that note.
Do you have, should we just close it out? Let's just close it. Or do you want to do a spotlight?
I don't have a specific person.
I don't have a specific camper, person in
so
mind.
We can.
No, we already spotlit Kurt. He's doing great.
Oh,
yeah, Kurt. We love our classic. Kurt.
It's a. Oh, we should have like a re-spotlight. Back in the spotlight.
Thanks, back Kurt. In the spotlight. Aww. Kurt. Doing he's a his good thing, fellow. Being a helper.
Be a friend to Kurt, because he's a good friend.
He is.
Just give him a chance.
He's a little gruff.
But a little rough exterior.
He's a little rough around the edges, but give him a chance.
A heart guys. Of gold.
He's like Jimmy.
Oh, sweet Jim.
My heart. Oh,
Jimmy's doing well.
Jimmy loves his little brother. Jimmy's doing great.
So good. So good to hear about Jimmy, friend.
All right.
Well, what are we going to sing, Leash?
I will pull up the calendar of birthdays to see if there's
all
anything
songs
special.
All songs in the world have emptied out of my brain.
I know, sorry. I know it's always hard. You got some time to think about it. I'm checking out for...
There is no song in the entire world. I got nothing.
No song in the entire world.
Give us a song, Sarah.
Give us a song.
You're the piano man. Give us a song tonight. There you go. Beautiful. You got it. Okay, so for birthdays, we're going to give a shout out to Bianca, who had her birthday on Friday last week. It was the 13th. Freya's birthday was Saturday the 14th. Chatter, our sweet cheddar mouse friend, was on Sunday the 15th. Fang's birthday was yesterday, or as of the recording, which was Wednesday the 18th. And today's birthday is our foxy wolf friend Chief's birthday. What a delight. So we'd like to give a shout out to all his birthday friends and also... Thanks to Jack Quinn Blank of Monkey Cat Studios for being our awesome producer. That's it for tonight. We hope you have a great week and a happy toy day.
Happy toy day.
Happy toy day. Happy toy day. Toy.